Blog Talk Radio.
Every day a star is born.
You better believe it.
Believe it.
Believe it. Believe it.
Every day a star is born.
Blog Talk Radio.
B-O-T-M. Hey.
B-O-T-M. I watched Carla start it, seen Ronnie do it. Sweet T and Say too, they came through. Taking their debut in the recession, showing us how to make do. In the middle was heavy, but light on the edge. With Chauncey Gibson, the righteous get fed. Trey Love crying from his heart to the core. On the move with the mind of an entrepreneur. A better tomorrow, we play for fights. Maximize potential, we shape your life. Time ain't never wasted. They got blogs with guided meditation. Rise above it all, at least. Navigating through this Middle East. It's like trying to rollerblade up a hill of Greece. The radio media is a Maverick Tudor. With Grandma gripping Don Adams Jr.
Y'all know what it is, man.
B-O.
In the building, building.
Oh, she's like, hey.
matter at hand, cause 10 years ago we all strived to be 25. Some cats didn't make it alive, dated some stars but respect their privacy. Cop mad cars laying back in the driver's seat. Held myself down, just steering the wheel. Here I am, completed my whole record deal. Imagine going to court with no trial. Lifestyle cruising blue behind my waters. No welfare supporters. More conscious of the way we raise our daughters. Days are shorter, nights are colder. Feeling like life is over. These snakes strike like a cobra. The world's hot, my son got knocked. Evidently, it's elementary. They want us all gone eventually. Trooping out of state for a plate. Knowledge, if coke was cooked without the garbage, we'd all have the top dollars. Imagine everybody flashing. Fashion, designer clothes. Lacing your click up with diamond rolls. Your people holding dough, no parole. No rubbers. Going raw, imagine law with no undercovers. Just some thoughts for the mind. I take a glimpse into time. Watch the blimp read, the world is mine.
If I ruled the world,
imagine that.
I free all my stars, I love them, love them, baby. Black diamonds above.
Could it be, if you could be mine, we both shine.
If I ruled the world,
still living for today, in these last days of time. The way to be, paradise life relaxing. Black, Latino, and Anglo-Saxon. I'm on the exchange, the range, cast, lost tribes are bad. Free at last, brand new whips to crash. Then we laugh in the iller path. The villa houses for the crew, how we do. Trees for breakfast, dime sexes have been stretches. So many years of depression make me vision the better living, type of place to raise kids in. Open the eyes to the lies, history's so foul. But I'm as wise as the old owl. Plus the gold child, seeing things like I was controlling. Click rolling, tricking six digits on kicks and still holding. Trips to Paris, I civilize every savage. Give me one shot, I turn trite life to lavish. Political prisoners set free, stress free. No work release, purple M3s and jet skis. Feel the wind breeze in West Indies. I lick Coretta, Scott King, mayor of the cities, and reverse things to Willie's. It sound foul, but every girl I meet to go downtown. I'd open every cell in Attica, send them to Africa.
If I rule the world,
imagine that.
I free all my stars, I love them, baby. Black diamonds above.
Could it be, if you could be mine, we both shine.
If I
story, how the thugs live in worry. Duck down in car seats, heat's mandatory. Running from Jake, getting chased, hunger for pace. These are the breaks, many mistakes go down out of state. Wait, I had to let it marinate. We carry weight, trying to get laced. Flip the A stack to safe. Millionaire plan to keep the gap with the cock hammer. Making moves in Atlanta, back and forth scrambler. Cause you can have all the chips. Be poor or rich, still nobody want a nigga have a shit. If I rule the world and everything in it, sky's the limit. I push the 245 infinite. It wouldn't be no such thing as jealousies or be felony. Strictly living longevity to the destiny I thought I'd never see, but reality struck. Better find out before your time's out. What the fuck?
If I rule the world,
imagine that.
I free all my
times.
If I rule the world,
imagine that.
I free
time. If I rule the world,
still living for today, in these last days of time.
If I rule the world.
What's up, family, and welcome back. Welcome back to EOTM Radio. This is your girl, Carla B., and as most of you already know, I am just always happy as ever to be right back here in the house with our friends once again, where we are always striving to encourage, empower, and, of course, enlighten your mind. And speaking of enlightening, if you're needing some, guess what? You will always find it, always, always, when you visit www.queensofinternetradio.com and stream live to all of our shows at www.eotmradio.com. And for the entrepreneur in you, guess what? Yes, we got a very special place for you as well. You can visit www.eotmspace.com. We want you to spread the word and create your space. We are all about increasing networks because we understand here at EOTM that it increases your net worth, and that's that very important bottom line that we're always screaming about. And tonight, y'all, I'll be opening up the phone lines to discuss a very, I think it's a controversial topic. I would say controversial because I've been getting all kinds of hate mail. I think I can say hate on internet radio, but I've been getting the hate mail from people about this topic. They don't like me blasting people in the United States out, and I want to clear something up because I'm not blasting just one you know, social class, one race at all. I'm talking about everybody in America. We're talking about why Americans are dumber than ever before. And, you know, simple as that. Why are they dumber than ever before? And we got some facts to share with you guys. So definitely, you know, if you agree or if you disagree, that's fine. We want you to call in 718-664-6543. And the actual topic is the dumbing down of America. And just when you thought we couldn't get any dumber, I think it's kind of funny, and I'm actually going to be sharing a couple of fun facts and not so fun facts, but right now I want to go ahead and open up the phone line and welcome one of our newest EOTM families, and she's also going to be one of the newest radio personalities, and we have her on the line with me, Carla B. We got Q with us representing the West Coast EOTM family. Are you with us, Q?
I am.
What's good, girlfriend?
Oh, nothing much. Just enjoying this sunshine.
Okay, that's what's up. And we got a lot of it. You in sunny California, where they say it never rains. Me and you both know that's a lie.
Oh, yes.
We do. And I want you to go ahead, just briefly, I mean, I know I'm putting you on the spot and everything, but I want you to share with our listeners just a little bit about you, Q, because they've been seeing your pretty pictures on Facebook and everything, so I've been getting a lot of email from some guys also talking about, who is this Miss Q repping the EOT and West Coast family? So go ahead and share with them a little bit about you and, you know, give them some good, girlfriend.
Again, my name is Q. I'm here in Southern California. And Carla B and I we have been friends for quite a while. We got back in touch with each other. And, you know, I just kind of looking at some of the things that she is putting out. And,
right.
You know, I think it's positive, a lot of the things that you're putting out. And I actually wanted to be a part of the family.
That's what's
being
up.
That, being that, yes, this, that I'm looking at it as in a positive light. It looks very positive to me. I see that the family is together, it's strong, and it's something mm-hmm. that I want to be a part of. It's something that I want to embrace and mm-hmm. to share with others that might be looking at trying to perhaps start their own business, or
mm-hmm.
someone
okay.
that wants to actually connect with someone else that might know how to start their own business. So, you know, I think this is something positive for myself as well as others that I could connect with and share with as far as young women and as far as young men as well.
Mm-hmm.
To just basically bring my connections and what I know and hopefully something that I can learn from you and from some of the other members in the organization that would basically would be good for me and as well for the others that are here in California
mm-hmm.
and other states that cannot connect with you all that are on the East Coast.
Well said, Q, and that's really it in a nutshell, because that's what we, you know, EOTM stands for, Entrepreneurs on the Move, for those out there that may not have known that, and that's what we're all about, you know, definitely empowering and embracing the entrepreneur in all genres. You know, there's so many different types of entrepreneurs out there, and that's why we started way back in February of 2007. So that, and of course, you know, as far as what, just as Q stated, you know, me and her are, you know, longtime friends, known her for over a decade, but we've always had that same like mind, you know, when it comes to, you know, knowing that what God has for us is just not being little people. It's like seeing our name up in stars as, you know, and very well believe that'll definitely happen, because, you know, you got to be a mover and a shaker and a motivator and all that good stuff, and that is definitely what we are. So with that being said, I want to go ahead and take a quick commercial break. We're going to come right back, and we're going to get it started with the show topic. Go ahead and get ready, people, to call in. The call-in number is 718-664-6543. We'll be right back.
Attention, attention, all independent artists. Allow EOTM to use their expertise and create the buzz you deserve. Email them today for a free marketing analysis. marketing@queensofinternetradio.com or call 678-548-9466. That's marketing@queensofinternetradio.com or call 678-548-9466. Internet matters.
I'm the singer, spoken word artist, Epiphany. You can find my work at myspace.com/Epiphany's House. As a Poetry Over Music Senate member, I'm proud to be a part of Poetry Over Music campaign to grow poetry and spoken word. So, from now and until the end of the year, Poetry Over Music is going to be giving away thousands of dollars in gift cards. The way to win this month is to go out and spread the word about EOTM. Tell your friends, co-worker, pastors, strangers, etc., etc., etc. And the person that EOTM says refers the most listeners or poets will win a Poetry Over Music gift card. It's just that easy. If you have not done so, please go to www.poetryovermusic.com, join the page, and check out the new Poetry Over Music magazine featuring me.
Someone I can depend on every town, no matter what. Let me know what you really come through. If you will find me, you can be the
why. Don't be shy.
No,
give it a try.
Yeah.
Welcome back, everybody. This is your girl, Carla B., and I got one of our newest radio personalities, Q, holding down the show with me tonight. The show topic tonight, y'all, is the dumbing down of America, and just when you thought we couldn't get any dumber. Okay, and I want to start off really quickly with some with an amazing fact. I'm a big person when it comes to global warming and just putting, you know, information out there to create some kind of change within our global environment. So one of the amazing facts that I found was global warming, CO2 levels are higher than American IQ levels. And when I found that out, I was just blown away. And the charts are, those CO2 levels blew us away when it came down to our IQs, and that's just one of the things. Also, just to go ahead and dive into the segment and share with you guys something that I found. And Q, I want to get your opinion, your feedback on this also when it comes to the local news. I feel like the local news, what we see on TV, is definitely helping with the dumbing down of America efforts. From what I found was that it says 50% of their airtime is wasted on previews of hyper shallow stories that are coming up next. They're always saying, okay, this big story that's coming up next. And lead stories are always the most disgusting dirt they can dig up for the day. You know, and there's so many different things that when news reporters, when they create their format, they have certain news rules, and which is goes by what is the most important. You know, of course, the first news rule, they want to share stories about pedophiles and murderers and somebody, you know, jumping off of a bridge and them taping it, you know. And then after the most important story and then the something that's not as important, then they want to start off with all the weather forecasts and stuff. I mean, it's just really, you know, the news, I'm just telling you, it's just crazy to me, because there's no really creative or really, well, I mean, where's the true journalism? Where did that go? You know, back from, like, what is it? What was that big reporter? And I'm probably sound so stupid myself because I can't even think of his name. Ted, come on, help me out, Q.
out here, Ted Koppel.
Yep, exactly. So back then, those great news stories, you know, with, you know, just great journalism from reporters such as him. Nowadays, I mean, I'm in L.A. now, L.A. area, and they got the, I mean, it's like a comedy show on the morning news. It's crazy. What's your opinion on that?
Well, I don't know if I'm supposed to say names, but we do have a news show that's out here that
you can say it. You can
a
say
lot
it.
Of, I think it's called Good Morning America. It's a
or Good Morning
America.
LA. I think it's Good Morning LA or something.
Yeah, and I mean it's just really silly some of the things that they do and say, and you know you kind of look at you know the ladies who say the things, you know, the things that they can get away with,
right?
Saying, you know, and some of the things that come out of their mouth, it's like, wow, where did you get that from? You know, but some of the things I think, you know, that, you know, they talk about are irrelevant facts, you know, irrelevant topics that actually has nothing that would enlighten you as a person, you know. Basically, a lot of times they give their opinions on things, and I understand, you know, everyone has an opinion, and that's okay, but, you know, if you don't look at whatever it is you're talking about without supporting facts or to enlighten and help
that's
others,
what's up.
You know,
exactly.
Like, why say it? Why
exactly.
Say it?
Exactly. It's just so many things. I know another thing that I've looked up is, and I think I've said it a couple of times this evening already, but the word absolutely is the most overused word in the English language. Americans have forgotten the word yes. I don't know if you noticed that, and it's been replaced with absolutely. I mean, everything is absolutely, you know, for an example.
And it's not that they're agreeing with you or not. You know, absolutely could be anything, you know.
Exactly. And for an example, I think I was watching CNN last night, and you hear this word with like every 2 minutes. You hear that, you know, absolutely this. You know, I'm like, okay. And if you don't believe me, that tune into one of the news shows. And it's not just CNN, it's MSNBC, Fox, and all that. So, I mean, if you say this word more than once per week, it's sad to report. America has dumbed you down. And, you know, and America has done this. You know, and if you go to different countries, I mean, things are different. And we can go on and on and on when it comes to, you know, don't get me started as far as instant messages and texts and stuff. How it's, you know, don't try to write a report, and you've been using abbreviations that's been as far as texts and instant messages for the past 6 months, because you're gonna have a tough time, you know. Everybody is relying on spell check for everything, and spell check isn't always right. It's just too funny. Yeah, it really is. And I got some individuals that are hitting me up on Insta Messenger and stuff with your comments that you want me to share online. But you know what? I'm not gonna do it, because you're gonna have to call in to 718-664-6543. We're talking about the dumbing down of America, and just when you thought we couldn't get any dumber, guess what? So hold tight, y'all. Let's take a quick commercial break, and we're going to go ahead and continue with the tribute on Nas. This is Papa Was a Player. We'll be right back, y'all.
That's right, nigga. Dad, important to the family structure, provider, guard. My mom's a queen, that universal team civilizer. My pops maybe was late, but always came home. My mom's would put us to bed, and she would wait on. Soon as he walked in the door, she barking. I turned down to Johnny Carson, jumped out the bed. We grabbed both his legs, me and my brother, not knowing the pain he gave my mother. Night after night, fighting, yelling at each other. My papa played the street all day. Mama was either home or at work while we played inside the hallway. She sacrifices all she got to feed us. When she was alone, she cried by the phone, peeping out the window, heated. But still, I didn't see it. Mama hid it from us. We was kids, younger. Till we got bigger, onto bigger things, then we knew what the time was. That daddy was leaving his crib, and my mom's love. Papa was a player, player wasn't papa. Papa loved the ladies, never got enough of the pretty brown rounds, running round town. Don't tell your mother what's going red. Yeah, Papa was a player, player wasn't papa. Papa loved the ladies, never got enough of the pretty brown rounds, running round town. Don't tell your mother what's going red. So many kids I knew never knew who Pop was. That's why I show my Pop love, cause he was still around when I popped up. He could've left my mom's pregnant, shook to death, but stayed. Watched me crawl till I took my first step to the first grade. Took my first fist fight, right behind me he would stand. No matter how big or tall, he made me fight you like a man. Throw dirt in your eyes, swing my right, scoop your ass and slam. He watched me so I wouldn't get jumped by shorty spam. Roaches a week all over my crib, him and mom's relaxing. Next thing you know, he packing. So then I asked him, what's this white shit on that plate in your facing? Papa, why you butt ass from the waist? And who this lady I'm facing? Dark skin, you not my mommy. He grabbed me up to run some smooth words by me. Promised me things that he would buy me if I kept my mouth closed and don't tell mommy. He said one day I'll understand, little me, what's in you to side me. Papa was a player, player wasn't papa. Papa loved the ladies, never got enough of them.
Better believe
better
it.
Believe it.
Believe it. Believe it.
Believe it.
Believe it. Believe it.
Believe
it. Raw Talk Radio. White collar started, seen Ronnie do it. Sweet T and C2, they came through.
taking their debut. Yep. In the recession, showing us how to make do. In the middle was heavy, but light on the edge. With Chauncey Gibson, the righteous get fed. Trey Love crying from his heart to the core. On the move with the mind of an entrepreneur. A better tomorrow, we play for fight. Maximize potential, we shape your life. Yep. Time ain't never wasted.
Oh, no.
They got blogs with guided meditation. Rise above it all at least. Navigating through this Middle East.
Uh-huh.
It's like trying to rollerblade up a hill of Greece. The radio media is a Maverick Tudor.
Woo!
With Grandma Griffin, Don Adams Jr.
Junior.
Y'all know what it is, man.
E-O.
In the building,
building.
E-O.
Yes, y'all, you don't stop. KRS-One, rock on.
What's up, y'all? This is your girl, Carla B., and I am holding down the show tonight with our newest radio personality, Q. And I want to apologize for a little bit of technical interference a little bit earlier today, but we are working it out. Promise you it's not part of the show. It is, and I know the topic is the dumbing down of America, and just when you thought we couldn't get any dumber. We touched on a couple of things in the beginning, talking about as far as journalism and the things that we see on morning news, evening news, and things of that sort, how everything seemed like a big joke. You turn on a morning news, and it's like you're watching Saturday Night Live or something. So, you know, definitely I believe that that factor is definitely a big contributor of it. I also want to touch on some things as far as, you know, that's going on in our schools today. Some people believe that there are certain educators that are responsible for the change in primary reading instructions, and they feel like this has led to the decline of literacy in America, creating, you know, dumber Americans. And wanna ask you, Q, what are your feelings on that?
Well, I feel partly I do feel they can take the blame. Part of it I do not, because it starts first in the home.
Right.
And a lot of times, you know, you look at some of the parents are not educated, or some of them can't read themselves, you know, they can't write. I do know people that are like that. So then you look at that like, well, you know, how could you expect them to educate their child when they are not educated themselves? So then you look at the teachers. If some of the teachers would stop, you know, looking at some of the students and trying to sleep with them and things like that, maybe they can get some things done, you know. So and stop always looking at, and I'm not trying to say anything as far as teachers, because I have the utmost respect for them, because it's like they are a second parent. They have to do what the parents are not doing, because they're spending a lot of the time with their children, and some of the children are not respectful. But, you know, some of the teachers have to take that extra initiative to want to take that child up under their wing and show them a better way, because they are our future. You know, these are the children are going to grow up. They're going to be the ones that are going to be caring for us as doctors and as far as legal, you know, lawyers and judges and making decisions, political decisions, you know. So I feel that they should take a little bit more of an initiative, but I'm not always saying that the teachers are the blame. A lot of it has to do with the family. It starts with the family first.
Right. And I know they're so-called starting all these new initiatives within schools, No Child Left Behind. I remember back when I was in elementary school, they started that No Child Left Behind. But I knew a lot of individuals when I graduated from elementary to high school, you know, it was some children being left behind because they couldn't read. And it's like the teachers knew that. And the same thing is going on today. So, you know, to me, it's a really big charade when it comes to all these new initiatives that the government is putting out, supposedly, you know, to help us. And in my opinion, what it's doing is only, you know, playing a part in continuing to brainwash the people, you know. And I'm not a really big conspiracy theorist, but, you know, some things do make sense when it comes to that. So I really think that people should really start taking things a little bit more seriously. Were you going to say something?
Yes, Carla. Another thing I wanted to say also with the teachers also, they see and they know the children that are a problem or are having problems. You know, shame on that teacher to promote a child when the child is less than academically.
Right.
But they should, I mean, if they know that this child is not excelling in the academics or not at where they're supposed to be for their age, they should take an extra initiative. The school or some, they should have an extra after program. I mean, they're cutting out a lot of programs. I understand that for the children. It's making it harder for the teachers. But they should have where they could take a side. Maybe they can have another child to show them, so another child that's excelling at it. Maybe they can take them as a partner, a lab partner or something to show them. And I'm not saying that, because I understand that a lot of times it slows down, but if they took that extra initiative with that child, mm-hmm. that child would can see that, okay, well, this person cares enough to help me out, and maybe that would allow that child to excel or be at
right.
or yeah. want to learn.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. It might be all wishful thinking because to me, sometimes, you know, what I think is
my
that,
opinion only.
yeah. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And I definitely respect your opinion. But, you know, with the way the school system is, what I really believe is, and I've actually got word from individuals that are teachers, and they may choose to say, okay, well, this child isn't excelling like we think they should be, and we're not going to promote them to the next grade. But, you know, it comes down to, you know, what the main administrators will allow. And a lot of times since they got those new initiatives out where there's no child left behind, it's like a numbers thing, a numbers game. And there's been reports statewide or countrywide where, you know, they found some schools have been fudging, you know, different test scores just so they won't be in the red. You know, that's why, you know, it's just crazy. It's so unfortunate. But you said something that was very key at the top. You said you can't put it on the teachers alone. It's the parents also. And the parents do have to, you know, step up and take that initiative. And if the parents can't read or write, then what those parents should be doing is trying to get them their children some kind of tutor. If they don't want to learn themselves how to read, they see how it's impacted their lives, then they need to be doing something so their children could be, you know, up to par with society. And it's so, so sad. I'm not going to say.
I apologize. I didn't mean
to. Oh, no, no, it's okay.
You know, it's like a domino effect. You know, a lot of parents might say, well, I would like to get my child a tutor, which, you know, would be key. However, I don't have the money.
Right.
You know, so it's like a domino effect,
mm-hmm.
you know. It's one thing at the teacher, then the parent, then what they can and cannot do, you know. And I understand a lot of people's hands are tied, but, yes, it does start in the home. It does.
Yep. And it starts in the home. And we're not just talking about as far as school and teachers and stuff. We're talking about what these parents are allowing their children to watch on TV because the television is one of the main contributors of the dumbing down of America effect. It really is. I mean, you turn on TV and it's just all this crazy stuff. And there's no, even if you turn to Disney nowadays, not to say, I mean, it's not even, it's just crazy, just nonsense. And, you know, what I try to do is I try to go through, like, the parental controls and block all kind of crazy shows. But, you know, some things still trickle in. And, so you definitely have to watch what is being shown on those TVs and then what your children are finding on the computers. And with the new technology and everything, you know, everybody, you know, feel like, okay, well, we're evolving into this, you know, technology world and we're going to be, you know, flying cars in the sky in a minute, and it's such a great thing. But as we see, technology is good, but it's contributed to a lot of, you know, people turning into being a little bit dumber than they probably were before that, because with the text messages and all that stuff, just crazy. Just took Ebonics to a whole different level, I'm telling you, with the text messages and stuff. But what I want to touch on really quickly, because we got about 15 minutes left. I really feel that something, and when I chose this topic for tonight, I wasn't trying to, you know, make a joke or make this, you know, in funny or anything like that. You know, I was definitely serious about it because I feel like something is really amiss when it comes to America, and there's been all kind of warning signs for forever when it comes to, you know, what is going on with our, you know, with not just our teenagers and our younger children, but with the adults as well. The American people, they're being strangulated. And it seems unbeknownst to the masses that they're being transformed and conditioned, and they're becoming the entity that the elite have long sought for decades. And I don't want to turn this into a big conspiracy thing, but you have to really pay attention to what is going on around us. And try to change that. And if you need to look at what's going on in other countries and do some research so you can be able to see how dumb we look, then you need to do that. But whatever the case, something, you know, some change has to happen. It definitely does. A lot of times I don't even want to even have my television on, period. You know, I know some of my friends, they don't even have TVs just for the simple fact because they believe they're as passionate as I am when it comes to the dumbing down effect. I mean, you know, just going back to the journalism, you know, the TV reporters and true journalism, where is it? You know, can we get, I mean, a lot of times, okay, sometimes you can get some really good news reports from Good Morning America or, you know, I like 60 Minutes. But sometimes that stuff is trivial. And, you know, and a lot of stories that are reported is simply to get ratings. It's the hype. Everybody's, you know, just, you know, wanting to get the highest ratings and the highest hits on their websites or YouTube. So they're doing just the stupidest things. Yeah, we posted a video on our Facebook pages about how, you know, some dumb Americans are. And, you know, it's just they ask some questions and just some questions that you would think that, you know, anybody would know, and, you know, and people didn't. I'm not going to elaborate too deeply into, you know, and you making Americans look as dumb as we've probably already done today. But, I mean, it is so ridiculous. It's funny. And it's sad, you know, so just crazy. But what did you want to touch on that?
Well, you know, a lot of it has, and I look at that, well, I don't watch the show, but I've seen the show, Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? And they also have the one with the third grader, you know, and it's like they have an adult, supposedly educated adults go up against fifth graders, third graders, children, and these children are outshining the adults, you know, and it's like, wow, you know. One thing I wanted to say is I was talking to a mother today, very lovely lady, and she told me when she was bringing her child up, she limited the TV, the television shows that she watched, even the people that came around her, you know, it was a certain way you could not talk, you could not do certain things with your children as far as disciplining them, yelling, screaming, arguing, cursing at them around her child, because she said she brought her child up in love. This young lady now is 22 years old, and she just graduated yesterday with her MBA. And I thought that was really wonderful.
Right.
I mean, this mother took time out. And one thing parents have to do, you know, we have to take time out with our children. We have
right.
to. You know, we can't be running the streets, going to clubs, and expecting everybody else to raise them. We need everyone. You know, she said her parents helped her, his parents, they weren't together, his parents, her cousins, brothers, sisters. You know, so it takes everyone to help out in order for that child to excel. And when the child knows that the child is loved, they're not going to mess up, per se. And again, this is only in my opinion. They're not going to mess up, per se, as of a child that is neglected. You know? So
right.
These are things that we all have to look at. You know, like you say, it takes a village to raise a child. You know, you have to look at these. And when you look at these children or think that they're dumb or whatever you want to, however you want to call it, you have to
mm-hmm.
look at these are the children that are going to be running the world. These are the ones or that are coming
yeah.
up that's going to be helping you out. So if
mm-hmm.
you see a child doing something, you know, you should correct them and you should help them out. Same thing with teachers. You know, they should put that extra initiative, if they can, into that child, and they should be able to know how to deal with it, because I'm sure they take these psychology classes, but they should try to help that child excel.
Exactly. I definitely agree. I really do. And, you know, if nothing else, you know, as far as this show tonight, I would definitely love it if nothing else, that they would just start looking at, you know, the things that you're doing and saying, and, you know, just one day just stop and look, and then if you have children or if you, small children are around you, just look and see, because they're going to, if you're doing something stupid or dumb, then they're going to imitate you and do the same thing. It was so funny, I was in a restaurant the other day with some friends, and we saw you know, it was a parent had did something stupid, and the little child had to be about 3 or 4, and they imitated her and they did the same thing. And the parent hit the kid. And I wanted to say, you just did it. You know how? I mean, how crazy is that? I'm like, you just did that same thing. So, you know, it's just crazy. So I'm like, okay, just pay attention to it, and you know, let's just stop and just think about it. You know,
parents, watch your children, because first and foremost, you are their children. You are their, you are their teacher. They learn from you, and these children are growing up smart every single day. They're so young and they're so smart, so they see everything. They mimic you. So parents, always remember and keep in mind that you are their first teacher.
Exactly. I just got a text message from a friend, and he said that we are Americans are smarter than we think, or than I think. I'm like, okay, I'm not saying necessarily that, you know, all Americans are just, you know, dumb Americans or anything. Of course not. I'm an American also. I have children that are Americans. I have friends that are Americans. One thing we're trying to get people to see is the dumbing down of America, and, you know, or compare it to, you know, Americans 20 years ago, you know. And even we talk about back in the 60s and, you know, with the, you know, with the civil rights leaders and things, it seemed like people cared about things much more, you know, back then. And, like, this day and age is like people take things for granted, if you will, and they don't even, you know, pay attention to some of the things that they may or may not be doing. It's like everything is like a given.
Exactly. Everyone
we adults
does.
Sometimes. Yeah, we kind of act like teenagers, like, okay, whatever. So kind of funny. I want to – one of our radio personalities is chiming in right now. We got about 8 more minutes. Don Adams, welcome to the show.
Hey, what's going on, family?
Hey, you know the show topic tonight?
No, I sure don't. I'm on the road, as a matter of fact. So I you know, I wasn't quite sure, but what's going on?
Okay, well, first off, before we get into that, our newest radio personality, Q, Quadusa, you can call her Q. She said hello, and you can go ahead and
hello.
Hey, Q, what's going on? I saw that name. I said, I didn't even want to touch it. I said, well, I'll just wait until I hear it.
It's a very special name.
Is that like, what does it mean?
A very special woman.
I heard that. So what's the meaning?
I'll get into that afterwards. I'll tell you.
Okay.
Okay. That's what's up.
All
right.
Yeah,
I definitely wanted you guys to say hello. And,
yeah, welcome to the family.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate the welcoming love from everyone from EOTM. Everyone, I feel it, and I thank you so much.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Okay,
the
show topic, you got about a couple minutes to share your thoughts on it. But we're talking about the show topic is the dumbing down of America, and just when you thought we couldn't get any dumber. So we were touching on a lot of things as far as, you know, why Americans are, you know, are dumber than ever before. And I had put out a very interesting fact at the top of the hour, and that was that, did you know that global warming CO2 levels are higher than American IQ levels?
Mm-hmm.
That's retarded.
That's interesting. You know, and it's interesting that you would say that. You know, I feel kind of dumbfounded as well, because I think a lot of it has to do with the government hoodwinking people.
I said the same, and that's my, Don, that is my take on it. I've been feeling kind of, because, you know, I don't want to be a conspiracy theorist, but I said the exact same thing. It has to do with the government. But go ahead and elaborate on yours, since they already heard mine.
But you know what? I'm gonna say it like this, you know, because the government, you know, they talk about places like Cuba, Russia, and all these other countries, how they manage the media and everything else that's out there. But you know, in a sense, we do the same thing. Freedom of speech in this country is a joke. And when they talk about educating people, that's an even bigger joke, because real education doesn't start until you actually get out of high school. Family doesn't know that, but it does. Because until you pick a subject that you want to learn about, you're forced to learn the curriculum that they put in front of you. And here's the thing. I say we're really stupid, because how is it that we buy oil from other countries and other places when BP, a British petroleum company, is over here pumping our oil and selling it back to us?
I can't understand that either. But it's those treaties and things that, you know, some of us haven't, you know, done our research to understand, because it is there.
you know, exactly what they're doing and why they're doing it, but, you know, you just got to be educated on the American history. I want to go on and say really quickly, and I have been victim of this as well, not just my children, but it's like Latin these days when our children speak. Here's an example. They say something like, oh, and I'm like so happy to be like, you know, like be here. And what do we hear when we hear stuff like that? We're like, oh, that's so cute, you know, but it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. You know, it's like, and it's like it's Latin here. And as I said at the top of the hour, it's the death of so many things if we don't change it. You know, I mean, death of journalism as far as what we see now on in the news. It's just, you know, it's not like the Ted Koppels back in the day and the Walter Cronkites. You know, where are the true reporters? Where are the really good news stories, you know, at the beginning, right? Not just trying to get us to continue.
I'll tell you where they are. It's like the famous thing I like to use when I say, you know, the rich man dies and he gives his father and he leaves all of his money to his son, but the son goes out and squanders it. You know, we live in the information age right now. We have more information, especially in Black America, at our disposal. You know, I talk about the civil rights people, how they fought for and won civil rights privileges and things that we live and we enjoy now. But guess what? We have squandered our father's earnings because we haven't done diddly with it. That's where they are. They squandered everything. Freedom of speech, the whole nine.
Yep,
everybody
yep.
went to sleep at the wheel.
Right, exactly.
Everybody decided to go to sleep at the wheel.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So that's where they are.
Yeah, I definitely agree. And we got a couple more minutes, so I want to put out there really quickly another thing since we're on TV reporters and things of that sort on true journalism. I was watching, you know, I was a fan once upon a time of Meet the Press and Face the Nation. And I stopped watching those shows because the hosts on the shows, they don't ask tough questions. You know, I don't know if you guys ever, you know, nowadays there's no guest. The hosts are talking to themselves because they can't get anybody on there because they won't allow them to ask the question that they want to ask. And that's another factor as far as, you know, dumbing things down because it makes it so one-sided, you know, on shows like that. It's just so one-sided. And there's so many different factors that I wanted to touch on that we didn't get the opportunity to because of the little technical difficulties and stuff. But anyway, we'll definitely have a part two to this. We've got about 2 minutes. So, Don, I want you to go ahead and say some parting words.
Oh, yeah. I just want to welcome my lady Q to the show. Always room for another queen. Always room for another queen to get on board. As far as the media package goes, let me tell y'all something. If you don't wake up, you're going to stay asleep. That means you'll never know. Carla, thanks for having me.
No problem.
Get in earlier, but if you guys want, my show's tomorrow night. Hey, you can put your part two at the end of that show tomorrow night. Chime it up if you guys want to call back in. Tell your listeners.
Oh, yeah, we definitely will. Thanks so much, Don, and that's what's up. Make sure before you exit our show, y'all, you subscribe to receive alerts to future shows. We got a lot of stuff going on, y'all. You're not going to want to miss it. Also, you want to get your radio ads in, and we are taking requests. You can email us at marketing@queensofinternetradio.com. Q, girlfriend, thanks for joining me tonight. Of course, Don, thanks so much for chiming in. I know you're on the road, so you be safe. All the EOTM radio personalities and hosts and all the listeners, peace and blessings, y'all. We're going to end the show with one of my favorite artists. Check it out. This goes out to all you crazy people.
Yo, you ever wake up feeling unusual? I mean, it's funny what a bad mood to do. I know some might say I'm not suitable. Or maybe I lost my mind, I'm delusional. I mean, when I speak, they act like they don't hear me. When I'm on the streets, they don't want to come near me. I'm just a little different, just a little weird. When I'm in the hood, be just a little weary. Or maybe that's just how I was raised. Trying to find me from Caesar to the Braves. Dropped out of school to be around apes. They know I do whatever to be around apes. Started getting more cream for kicks and more jeans. More Viking and some weed. A little morphine, just need to put my soul in the cleaners. Please, Lord, forgive me, I'm on my own penis. Am I crazy? Cause I really mean this. Or all y'all stupid and I'm really a genius. We don't think the same. I'm like Josh Howard, I need time out, but it'll cost the game. great nigga, coming to age nigga. Plus in my mind I'm bumping grave diggers. I'm jacked up and I'm telling my boys the room's spinning around like your mirror point. So if you're looking in and you look at the way things look, it'll look like things are looking up. When I'm in the stew, though I'm cooking up, my heart's pounding, got chills, I'm shooken up. I'm out of control, basically a madman trying to make boredom working with a bad hand. Yeah, I'm stuck and I'm bleeding, so there's really only one thing that I need to know. I mean,
y'all, it's here, it's finally here, the buzz is here. What is the buzz?
ELTM Buzzwire magazine at eltmbuzzwire.com is a monthly magazine on the web.
Continuing with EOTM's mission to encourage, empower, and enlighten, Buzzwire magazine at eltmbuzzwire.com will help bring entrepreneurs together, and connecting minds will increase networks to increase net worth.
Read EOTM Buzzwire magazine each month at eltmbuzzwire.com and stay enlightened and empowered.
Entrepreneurs on the move, we shape the life for a better tomorrow.